Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We are talking about Moulin Rouge. I hope you don't mind, but I think the show must go on, and it's going to be spectacular, spectacular. So this one goes out to all the children of the revolution, Roxanne, or whatever. Musicals, jazz hands. Well, I'm gonna put on my beanie to start the show.
Been there, done that.
Oh boy. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. Today we're talking about Moulin Rouge, aka, hey, I know that song, the musical. Thanks to @NateThePlate on Twitter for that alternate movie title. You can reach out to us and give us alternate movie titles for the next episode. Next week we're going to do... Actually, I won't tell you. I'll wait till the end to tell you. Ooh, suspense.
Nice.
You gotta wait till the end to find out what our next one is. But you can send us, once that time comes, you can send us alternate movie titles using hashtag WeReallyLikeMusicalsPod. So anyways, we're talking about Moulin Rouge. All that business aside now, we're talking about Moulin Rouge.
Now we get to have fun.
Yeah. Outside it may be raining, but in here it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. I do know that one.
Yeah. Moulin Rouge, goodness gracious. This has been one of my favorite musicals since I saw it. Sometimes it takes a while for a musical to sink in. To maybe appreciate it, but immediately within the first 5 minutes of this movie, I was like, this is a good one.
Would you say this is like one of your top favorites of all time?
Musicals or just movies in general?
Nah.
Because I think for my brother, he would say probably one of his favorite movies ever, not just musicals, but movies. I don't know. I like it. I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to rate it yet, but I'm just wondering if it's like number one.
Number one. Hamilton.
I like it.
I don't think it's number one. I think maybe artistically, I really appreciate it more than some of the other musicals.
Because I think about like 10 times while you were watching it, you said, wow, I really like this musical. Wow, this is a really good musical. Wow. Over and over.
Yeah, I'm sorry I bugged you.
Yeah, I was like, can I leave?
It's a good story, and it's a good, I think their direction's really good. As far as the production, the aesthetic of the movie is really cool. But then there's other musicals that maybe have better songs, because Moulin Rouge, the reason the alternate title is Hey, I Know That Song is because it's cover songs, really cool versions of these songs, but it's not, there's only one original song in the movie. I don't know if you know which one that is.
Is that Come What May?
Dadgummit, I was going to try to,
okay.
I was going to test you later on, but you got it already.
I'm smart about that one thing.
Yeah. But so like it does cover songs, and then there's no like, other musicals have cool dancing, dance scenes and stuff. This one doesn't really, I mean, unless you count the can-can. And I can't. did we just make the same joke?
We sure did. That's what happened.
All right, high five. This has been another round of doing things off camera that make Elise laugh.
I was trying to laugh silently, though. I don't know if you could hear it.
Oh, I could hear it.
Okay. Good mic.
So this musical starts out... Let's get the setting, okay? We got the Paris cityscape, right? We got the Eiffel Tower.
Tower? I hardly know her.
Oh, gosh. Are you proud of yourself right now? No.
No, I'm really not. Let's move on from that.
So we got Christian, Ewan McGregor. Not you and
no,
McGregor.
No, Ewan.
Oh, why? We're making the same jokes today.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, help.
I need somebody.
Help. Not just anybody.
Help. You know, I need someone. And it's you and McGregor.
But not so, you.
No. So we got Ewan McGregor. He moves to Gay Paris, as they say.
Do they say that?
Yeah. They do.
They say Gay Paris?
Yeah, you know, Paris. That's Gay Paris. That's what...
Okay.
Look it up. So,
I don't wanna.
Okay. Yeah, that might bring up some weird stuff anyways.
Nah. I don't think I should do that.
So he moves, you know, we got this, he wants to be in a bohemian, right? He mm-hmm. wants to, he wants to be involved in the children, with the children of the revolution. And of course, Christian's
don't
dad.
Don't we all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why do you think we're making this podcast?
Hashtag goals.
Christian's dad says, it's a city of sin.
City of sin?
Are you sinning just for me? Ewan McGregor, he loves love. Let's be honest. This guy loves
Christian,
love. No, not Christian.
Ewan
not the character.
Himself just loves love.
Yeah, okay. And that's why he wanted to be in this role. He
why
said,
didn't they just call him Ewan? Maybe it would get confusing because everybody would be like, wait, who? You? Me?
Yeah.
What?
Maybe.
That's probably it.
Yeah. He's got this ridiculous obsession with love. That's my impression of his father.
Oh, okay. That was
pretty
spot on. It's also an impression of his character in Beauty and the Beast.
What's his name? Lumiere?
Lumiere? Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new Beauty and the Beast yet.
Well, but you know what Lumiere sounds like.
Nope. Spoiled for me. Thanks. Don't need to see it anymore.
Well,
now
I
know
do
what
apologize.
Lumiere sounds like. Does
I didn't
he really,
know that was the only reason you wanted to watch that.
Does he really have like a grumbly voice like that in Beauty and the Beast?
Haven't you seen the original?
Yeah, but he says, be our guest, be our guest. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I guess that.
There you
always
go, you're
this
getting there.
Ridiculous obsession with love.
Great impression.
Thanks.
Top notch.
Top notch. It all begins, it all starts. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy.
I think it starts off horrifying, to be honest.
Explain.
Because it's this, like, very dark, like, you're in this, like, old lady's face, she's smoking a cigarette, and then you're, like, this old guy's, like, coughing up blood, I don't know. And
yeah.
then, like, somebody else is, like, looking like they're gonna kill you, they're, like, holding two knives together.
Yeah, and
it's just like slow motion, weird. Like, things are just flying everywhere and scary.
Yeah, and then we cut to Christian. He's at his typewriter, and he's just like, "The girl I love is dead."
Dead.
Bum bum bum. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, seriously.
But then we kind of backtrack, and we zoom out from that terrifying scene. When we zoom back in, same
to
people.
Another terrifying scene.
Well, but it's more jovial. It's a different
it's
kind of...
It's still scary.
Well,
it's
it depends on, you know, if you're not into circuses.
It kind of reminded me of, like, American Horror Story or something. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, the, like, the freak show. But, see, I'm a fan of the freak shows. I think that stuff's so fun and entertaining. So, as soon as we zoom back in and we see these streets full of, like, crazy... Bohemian people, I'm like, all right, I'll move there.
Wow.
Set out a mattress
okay.
for me, you know.
But also you kept saying, don't I look like Ewan McGregor? Don't I look
well,
like Ewan McGregor?
His... Thanks for pointing that out.
Well, I did agree. I said, yeah, I see it. And then you said, never mind.
Well, especially when he has the beard.
Yeah. When he looks really sad.
Yeah. That's when he looks the most like I do.
Yeah.
What would you do if a narcoleptic Argentinian fell through your roof?
I'd probably move.
You wouldn't start singing The Sound of Music?
I mean, I would physically move out of the way, but then I would also move to a new city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very terrifying. First experience in the city.
But also, narcolepsy is funny.
You can tell by the goofy sound effects they put in there. When he falls yeah. over, it's like, punk.
Ew.
He sounded like
Crash.
A donkey.
Yeah, I think Ew. That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
So then we get you know, they're writing this play, right? I feel like you're not explaining the plot very well.
Well, I mean, we're working our way. We don't want to give everything away.
Okay. So Ewan McGregor, he meets up with these people now. They're writing this play, and they're having a tough time with what the play is going to be about, the words and whatnot. And they're all arguing over the words. And this is kind of where we get a first glimpse of, like, oh, I might know these songs from this. I mean, if you knew the first song, good on you. But at the time, it's a David Bowie song, and I wasn't a fan of David Bowie at the time. Now I am. But I didn't get the reference. But then, boom, Ewan McGregor says, the hills are alive with the sound of music. And I was like, I know that. I know that song.
I said, hey, I know that song. The musical.
Yeah, then I was like, okay, I dig this. I'm starting to dig this. You know, it's not as sad
anymore.
But at
the time, did you know that song?
Yeah. Because
you hadn't seen the movie.
No, but everybody knows those songs. Remember when we watched Sound of Music? I was like, I know all these songs. I just don't know the plot.
You knew some of the songs. I don't think you knew all of them.
As they say, you know, absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
Wow.
This is where Christian, he gets his first taste of the green fairy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember laughing really hard at this scene because,
why?
You know, they drink absinthe and then they look at the bottle and the fairy flies off of the bottle. And she's
oh,
like,
right.
I'm the green fairy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just made me laugh at the time. And then they start singing The Children of the Revolution. She does her little dance.
Mm-hmm.
Turns into like 17 versions of herself.
Which you do a very good impression of that dance.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I found out today that the original Green Fairy, well, it's played by Kylie Minogue, but the original idea was to have Ozzy Osbourne actually play the Green Fairy.
Wow. I'd like to see that version.
Yeah, and they actually kept, you know, there's this one part where it zooms in to the Moulin Rouge and you kind of pass the Green Fairy and her eyes turn red and she screams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's actually still Ozzy Osbourne's voice. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That's so weird.
I know. Imagine Ozzy Osbourne flying off the front of that absinthe bottle.
I mean, that'd be pretty funny.
I know, and he's like, I'm the Green Fairy. I can't do an Ozzy Osbourne impression.
Why didn't they keep that?
Maybe it was just a little too stupid. I don't know.
That's a shame.
Yeah, now let's we're in the Moulin Rouge. We're in the Moulin Rouge now. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's banging.
Is it?
I thought so. They're doing the can-can. They're singing Smells Like Teen Spirit, you know?
Yes, definitely. Still think that scene's a little scary.
See, no, that I think at this point this is when I was going, when I originally saw it, I was like, I never want this to end.
I think it's like...
It's so... The first, like, 15 to 20 minutes are so hyper.
I think it's that introvert thing where I'm like, I would hate this party. I would not
be
there.
Well, I don't know if I would like the party, but I certainly enjoy watching it. you know, I would sit on the side in one of those booths with Toulouse, the little dwarf guy. Anyways, so then we meet the Duke.
The Duke.
I don't think you like the Duke.
I mean, he's a character that you don't root for, and
oh, but he's so
in
funny,
the end,
right?
He obviously gets a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil it, so just wait
I think, you know, we always say we don't want to spoil it, but then I think we always
we end
do.
Up spoiling it.
Yeah, this just, yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, prepare to be spoiled.
Well.
Prepare to be spoiled? That doesn't sound right. Makes it sound like we're going to pamper you.
Well, you could look at it that way. You know, we're so entertaining. It's just,
prepare
it's your pleasure.
To be spoiled.
Can that be our new tagline for the podcast?
Prepare to be spoiled.
And then we can add little baby at the end.
Yeah, let's do that. Why not?
Okay. Anyway.
Or if anybody out there wants to make that a little fan art.
Yeah, that'd be so
cool. Spoiled.
Prepare to be spoiled, little baby.
Nobody's going to do that.
Yeah.
But if you do.
Really want it.
If you. Somebody out there has the guts to do that. Send
it
to us.
I would pay you at least, you know, a couple dollars. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got at least $1 with your name on it.
Yeah.
Not with your
somebody's name. Yeah. Not Ewan's name.
No. You and a dollar.
Else.
You and a dollar.
Yay.
Not you win a dollar.
That's what it sounded like.
You win a dollar.
Hooray! I can buy that one thing that someone's not going to make.
Yay. Okay, so we're in the Moulin Rouge. And
oh, wait. Hold on. I think I was saying something. What was I saying? Oh, the Duke.
Yes.
So I was saying that he's obviously not a character you root for, but every time he talks, I mean, I laugh because what's going on with that? I mean, his face and his accent and
his
everything
mustache.
About him is horrifying slash funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like him in that sense that I like to laugh at him, just like I do with a lot of people.
Wow, you're such a nice person.
I'm really, really nice. It's one of my best qualities.
Mm-hmm. No, the Duke is, I think, for a while, he was one of my favorite characters because just everything he said to me was...
You said everything that he said to you. I didn't know he talked to you personally.
Ah, he does.
Wow.
When I drink a little absinthe...
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I take a little sip of the green fairy and all of a sudden the Duke pops off the screen and his eyes turn red. And he says, I want to invest.
Wow, that's actually good.
Don't be so surprised.
Well,
wow,
I'm not,
James.
Because you have a lot of different
Oh, voices. We never introduced ourselves, by the way. I'm James, that's Elise. Okay,
no,
moving
it's
on.
It's too late now. Too late.
If you don't know, now you know.
If you don't know, now you know.
Mr. President. Okay, so Nicole Kidman, she gets lowered down from the ceiling like a
little baby.
She's spoiled. Prepare to be spoiled, little baby.
She is, because all she wants is diamonds.
They're a girl's best friend.
Yeah, she wants to be spoiled with jewels and fine things.
Mm-hmm. Which I also read that necklace that she wore was the most expensive piece of jewelry ever made for a movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were reading up on your fun facts to share with me?
No, it wasn't to share with you. It's just I just was reading about the movie because I was curious. Because actually it all started with me going, I wonder if there was an original song in this movie. And there was, Come What May.
I'm surprised you didn't already know that.
No, I didn't. I there's so many cover songs in this movie that I guess
assumed
I just assumed.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, you know, I was just looking to figure that out. And then I found out a bunch of stupid stuff. Oh, do you want me to list some of the stupid
All
stuff
right,
I found out?
This segment is called James Shares Dumb Facts With Us. That we didn't ask for. Here we go.
Okay. Nicole Kidman broke two ribs putting on her corset.
Oh, that's actually interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, you're
should
welcome.
Should I rate the fact from like 1 to 10?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fun. Rate my fact.
All right. I'll give that one
a 9. Here's a segment. I got to do a song for it.
Okay.
Rate my fact.
And that's a fact.
Okay, so Nicole Kidman broke two ribs. Not at the same time. She broke one rib and then putting on the corset again another time broke another rib.
Why weren't they more careful the second time?
That's Hollywood, baby.
Okay, well, that's a 9. I like that. That's interesting.
Okay, let's go with...
No pain, no gain, baby.
Well, we got the Ozzy Osbourne one as the Green Fairy. What would you rank that one as?
That's just bizarre. So I'll give that a 9.2.
Ooh. Okay. What about Leonardo DiCaprio wanted to play the role of Christian?
I actually saw that too, so I give that a 0.
Oh, okay. So
already knew it.
What about Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal were also looked at for the role?
4.
4 for both of them, so an 8?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's how it works.
And also Courtney Love, she wanted to play Satine.
I don't like her, so I give that a -3.
All right, this has been Rate My Facts. Rate My Facts.
And that's a fact.
Okay. Do you have a favorite song in this musical?
Do I have a favorite song in this musical?
That's what I said. This is not Groundhog's Day the musical.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Which I heard Groundhog's Day the musical was nominated for Best Broadway for a Tony Award. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I rate that fact a -40.
It's a true fact, though. They made a musical about Groundhog's Day. We have to do it. We have to cover it sometime. I almost listened to the soundtrack today. But apparently it's really good. It's
You've never seen it?
I've seen the movie, not the musical.
Okay.
Anyways, well, so favorite
what
song.
What was the question?
Do you have a favorite song?
Okay, I'm going to say this. I think that the Sound of Music song was my favorite because that scene is just so funny because they're shouting out all these different words like, what can we say about the hills? Well, I don't know. Are they dead? I don't know. And then he's like, the hills are alive, guys.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably my number one favorite.
So that's your favorite song. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty much he just sings The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music, and then the next
one. Yeah, and I love that song.
It's a good song. No, I
remember how high of a rating I gave Sound of Music?
I know, but there's so many songs in there. It's barely even a song. It's barely even a footnote in this musical.
Do you want me to change my answer?
No, if that's your answer, go for it.
I think you're bullying me into changing my answer.
I
feel very attacked right now.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll put this gun away and then we can talk about this like civilized people.
Yeah, I'm triggered. Literally.
My favorite song is Spectacular, Spectacular. The words of the vernacular.
Okay.
It's the pitch where they're telling the Duke, the plot of the new play or whatever.
That's a good one.
It's a fun scene. It's a very hyperactive scene. And I love Zidler's character where he's like, he goes around the Duke and it makes that little...
Yeah, that's when I commented on the sound effects. Yeah. I was like, I'm not really sure why that's happening.
I know, I love it. It makes me think of like Portlandia or something. You know, like it's just random sound effects.
I love Portlandia sound effects.
I know, and that's what I felt like this musical has a lot of really funny, unnecessary sound effects. But
I feel like they stopped doing it. Like they started doing it at the beginning, and it kind of trailed off.
Well, but the tone of the musical gets a little bit more serious, you know, so maybe that's why. But, man, the first 20 or so minutes is just, it's nuts. You got the moon singing at one point.
Yeah, you sure do. He's got pipes.
He does. The man in the moon, man. Moon.
Oh, cheese.
Oh, cheese? Is that what you said? Oh, Gouda.
Like the moon's made out of cheese?
Yeah, I get it.
It wasn't a very good joke.
That's all right.
Anyways.
So, we're inside of an elephant. Picture this. It's the world of podcasts. You can be anywhere.
Why there was acid everywhere.
Yeah, that's elephant acid. so, we're inside of an elephant. He's... Ewan McGregor's character is reading poetry. They get caught by the Duke, basically, and then they have to pitch this show. So now they pitch the show, and they have to actually perform the show at the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, it's crazy how one little mistake can just spiral out of amok.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Office quote.
Oh. This is about musicals. This is not about...
I'm so sorry. I have an obsession.
Ridiculous obsession with The Office. Lumiere.
It's getting worse.
That's okay.
Also, what's the tune that song is to?
The So Exciting, It Will Run for 50 Years. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. What's the name of that?
I don't know. I just want to go spectacular, spectacular. Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's famous. I just don't know.
Yeah, I want to say comma, comma. I think I read that somewhere
today. Comma, 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 chameleon.
No. There are a lot of cover songs in this musical. That is not one of them.
I know. It's a shame.
I know. Imagine walking into the Moulin Rouge and instead of Creole Lady Marmalade, you just have Comma, 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 chameleon. You come and go. Go.
You come mm-hmm. and go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have walked out.
I would have stood up and applauded. But instead, I just sat down and applauded.
Mm-hmm. Who would you get to replace Ewan McGregor? Instead of no, not Leo DiCaprio, not Jake Gyllenhaal, not Heath Ledger.
But when you said Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm wondering, can he sing? I mean, I feel like that's a question we ask a lot, and we don't know. But I don't think I've heard him sing before, have I?
I can't recall Jake Gyllenhaal singing at all.
Oh, zing!
And I don't know about Heath Ledger either.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird that we've never heard a person sing before.
Huh? Whoa! What?
Da-do?
Da-do? To answer your question, to really rein it back in.
Yeah. Needs to be reined. Because outside it may be raining.
But inside it's entertaining.
Yes.
No, that's not how it goes, right?
Nope. Keep going.
Did I get it?
But in here it's entertaining. Yeah, I mean, God. Yeah.
Darn it.
Darn
it. I'm never opening my mouth again.
All right, well, this has been... What were you saying? I don't even remember.
I'm back from the silent treatment at myself. So I was saying that I would... You didn't ask this question, but there's a lot of things that I would change about this movie. I would make it more geared towards being comedy the whole way through instead of kind of shifting gears because I don't like that it does that.
Right.
Also, you're putting on a hat now again. Fedora is back.
I can't stop wearing hats. sorry, off topic. I get what you're saying. It's a fun musical at the beginning, and then it gets very sad, almost depressing. But I think I think it's really good though. Because without getting ahead of ourselves, there's a moment where they're arguing about, the Duke kind of starting to realize that the play is actually what's happening in real life. It's mirroring the situation with the penniless sitar player is actually the penniless writer. Mm-hmm. And there's that moment where he goes, I don't like this ending. Then he's like, why would she fall in love with the penniless sitar player instead of the Maharaja? And Ewan McGregor goes, because she doesn't love you. And then he's like, him, because she doesn't love him. And that is one of the most intense things ever.
Ever?
Yes. the drum, like the you could hear a pin drop. You could hear a sitar drop.
Well, I'm sure you could hear a sitar drop. That'd be quite a loud noise.
Yeah. Especially one that only speaks the truth.
Well, with all those sound effects that they'd add in, it'd be like, bing, bang, bing, 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 bing.
And the sitar would get up and it would sound like an accordion, like cartoon. It'd be like,
So I will not be adding to my resume, makes good sound effects.
Nope. That's okay.
Let's go back to the original question, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, so the question was, who would I have to replace you in?
Mm-hmm.
Not you.
Oh, well, yeah, we get the joke.
You know I have to keep repeating it over and over until everyone hates it.
You know, I have to keep repeating it over and over until everyone hates it.
Are you trying to one-up me?
Are you trying to one-up me?
My name is James, and I'm an idiot.
Well, that's weird. So,
okay,
Ewan McGregor is recast as...
Justin Timberlake.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, and then I would make it the whole movie. I would make a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. I would make it more comedy geared.
Okay, would you put Mila Kunis as Satine?
No. Absolutely not. Wow, I hate that idea.
You don't like the JT and MK combo?
I don't. No.
Okay.
But I would put Anna Kendrick as Satine.
Yeah.
I think they would go well together.
I think so too. I don't know if their acting chops are up for the kind of role it would be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would kind of change a little bit of the
movie.
So
it's more of a rom-com?
No. I'm just saying I would keep the comedy. I would keep a little bit of the drama. I want the story to be the same, but you could have the same story and make it more funny.
Okay.
And less like, you know?
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know.
Yeah, no, you know the... It is very heavy-handed near the end. Just a little
too real. And
it's like,
too much. I feel like, I think a lot of people don't like Nicole Kidman. I could be wrong. But I think she's like, you like her?
I mean, for the most part. I saw her in Lion. She was good in Lion. And I'm not lying.
Are you telling the truth?
I only speak the truth.
Is that the third time we've told the same joke?
Probably. Let's keep a tally.
Okay, three. But anyways, see, now I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying?
People hate Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah. People don't like Nicole Kidman. And I think in this movie, she's too much. I think I don't like her.
You're not buying the tuberculosis?
I ain't buying what she's selling. Mm-mm.
You said, put that coughed up blood back in your mouth. I ain't taking it.
That's what I said to her. And then Ewan stepped in. And
Me and who?
Come on. Get on to me for repeating the joke.
Sorry.
Shame.
For shame.
Anyways, so does that answer your question? Is that satisfactory?
Yeah, JT and AK.
Yes, and what would you say?
Maybe, well, what's that guy's name that's in the new Star Trek movie?
Chris Pine?
Yeah. Yeah, him.
Really?
Why not? I think he'd be good in that role.
I mean, I think so as well. I just, you know, as usual, I don't know if he sings.
He does. He's actually in, I don't want to say the name of the movie because it might be the one we're talking about next week.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think he's in that one.
Is he really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Who would I get to play Satine, though? The diamond dog? Was that what her name is? No,
Yeah, they're all supposed to be called diamond dogs.
Diamond dogs, but she was the sparkling diamond or something like that. Wasn't that her?
I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't take notes.
Kristen Wiig? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you better be kidding.
I really don't know. I'm trying to think of who's an it girl right now. Jennifer Lawrence, maybe? She'd do good. Imagine that. Chris Pine and Jennifer Lawrence. Mm. But it's in outer space this time.
Mm. Whoa.
Zero gravity.
That's out of this world.
Imagine that the spaceship looks like a giant elephant. Or windmill, I guess. Let's move on, because we need to talk about a scene that is one of my favorite scenes.
Oh, boy.
It's actually, speaking of elephant, it takes place on the top of the elephant. Not on the inside, but on the top.
And the elephant is not in the room.
No. they have left the building, and they are dancing around on top of this elephant. And if you haven't seen the movie, that sounds ridiculous.
It really does.
They climbed out from inside the elephant and were dancing on it, top of it.
It's a good explanation.
Yeah.
Very clear.
This is where they sing all the different songs about love.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the mashup.
Yeah. So you've got, you know, I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me. And then stuff like, in the name of love, one night in the name of love. Stuff like that. You think that people would have had enough of silly love songs. Stuff like that.
All you need is love. Stuff like that.
I love that scene.
Why isn't that your favorite song?
A Spectacular is just more fun to me.
Okay.
You know, they're bouncing around. It's just more goofy. It's more my sense of humor, I guess. Not that this song was supposed to be funny on top of an elephant, but,
very realistic.
Yeah. I like how they change the songs just enough to where it makes sense in the actual musical itself. You know what I mean? Like they change the lyrics just a little bit in this song. I don't think they do it in every song. But that I will say that it's something that I loved about the music in this is even though it's cover songs, they're very unique versions. Almost to where when I hear the original, I go, ugh. Put on the Moulin Rouge version. You know what I'm saying?
That's
not with every song, but just like certain things they do, like Ewan McGregor when he's singing, "I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind." There's one part where he's like, "I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind," or whatever.
Mm.
And Elton John doesn't do that in his original. And every time I hear Elton John sing it, I just want to be like, Elton, you're missing your chance. You could have hit those notes like Ewan.
Wait, me and who?
Gosh. Ewan is kind of it sounds kind of like Elton.
But I will say, I kind of wish that they did more of the whole mashup thing. Because once that started, I was like, oh, we're doing this. I like it. And then that was it. was the only time.
Well, they do it at the beginning, sort of, with the, you know, where he's like, if we can, you know. Fatboy Slim or whatever, and then you've got the Smells Like Teen Spirit going on at the same time, and the Gitchy ya-ya-da-da, whenever.
Okay, yeah.
But I think that might be the only two times that happens, where they mash up songs. Could be wrong, but...
Usually not.
Well, thank you. Are you talking about you or me?
Well, I was talking about everyone. Little spoiled babies.
I just got the reference to what you were saying. So come what may, this song is, like we mentioned, it's the only original song. Is that a good thing? Let me rephrase this question. Did you like this song, or do you wish they would have picked a not original song and had like the main secret song theme be like a more popular song? Do you get the question?
Wow, excellent question. Excellent question. I rate that question an 8.5.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The scale does go up to 100, though.
Ooh. I am doing bad today.
Anywho, so here's the thing.
Lay it out for me.
Okay. So basically... This is not... I'm not exactly answering your question, but...
You never do.
I know. That's the fun of it.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
You pronounced frustrating as fun. That's really weird. Must be an accent.
Well, we all say things differently. Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Mmm, fun, frustrating. You say fun.
I say frustrating. Okay, anyways. So I think the concept of a musical based around cover songs is just so good.
Oh, yeah.
But I kind of wish I could change it. I would definitely like pull some of those songs out, put in different songs, and do like more with them, I think, and do more mashups. I think that'd be really cool. So having like that one original song, I think it's good because I think you gotta have something that's your own, you know, if you're just
true
taking everybody else's stuff, that's kind of
Yeah, I really like this song. My parents sang it at my uncle's wedding. Me and my brother sang it at a karaoke one time. I did
both important
the girl part. I really like this song. Like I think it should have been nominated for an Oscar, but there's reasons why it wasn't. They actually wrote this song for Romeo and Juliet, because Baz Luhrmann, the director, also did Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. And they wrote that song for Romeo and Juliet, but then didn't use it. So it was an older song, so it wasn't eligible for the Oscars or whatever.
Gotcha.
Interesting little fact. Why don't you rate that one? Rate my fact.
That's a bad fact.
Okay. Anyways, all that being said, I really like this song, and I like it as like a secret song that they kind of share.
Secret.
And I love when they're singing it. I think this is the scene, but where they're kind of like, they're walking with the Duke in the park, like, and they're like being the lovers that they are, but like she's supposed to be on a date with the Duke, and he's like, look, a frog. And he's like playing with a frog. Yes. So funny. He's such a derpy guy.
I know. That's why he's so funny, man.
Mm-hmm. And the whole scene, the Like a Virgin scene with him and Zidler.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And he's so creepy. He does the Lonely Island creep dance.
The little claw hands.
Yes. Like dancing around like T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, feels so good inside. Or whatever he sings.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so funny, man.
It is. I think that his character is so funny that it's hard to like take it seriously, like at the end when he gets all like
aggressive. Mad. Yeah.
I'm like, that crazy.
But like when he has his hat on his lap and he's like, I don't like people touching my things. Stuff doesn't matter.
Stuff and things.
But I feel like I like those intense parts. It makes him seem psychotic, like dangerous, because he's like childlike and innocent and oblivious. And then when he goes crazy, you're like, this is the type of guy that he doesn't think like a normal person.
Mm.
And so when he gets mad, it's going to be like murderous mad, which it is. Near the end, he gets very crazy, which another one of my favorite parts.
He gets triggered
and he chases the gun, and somebody punches him and the gun goes flying out of the Moulin Rouge and it hits the Eiffel Tower. Do you remember that part? Did I make that up?
No, I doubt you made it up, but
I don't think I could.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they punch him and the gun goes flying, goes out the window of the Moulin Rouge, and then you see the cityscape of Paris. And the gun just, like, flies out and hits the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think this movie can decide if it's funny or if it's
dramatic. it's an interesting kind of very surreal, exaggerated type of direction that Baz Luhrmann does.
It's really weird.
Yeah, but he did Romeo and Juliet. He did this one. He did The Great Gatsby, the new one. He's done Australia, which I have not seen, but I want to. He's done a thing on Netflix called Get Down. Which I loved. I'm a fan of him as as a director. I don't know. It's just a very unique style he has.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you love the movie, so.
And you don't?
I think it's good. I just, it's very irritating to me if I like have like a lot of things that I'm like, this is what I would do differently.
Okay. So, but you listed some of those, but what, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to go down this road. What else would you change?
It's not
that big of a deal.
No, it's kind of like just some of the same stuff I said. Like, I think I would change some of the songs, and I think I would make it more funny. I would get rid of Nicole Kidman.
Are you Kidman me? You gotta be Kidman me.
You and
gotta be Kidman me. I sound like I have a weird accent.
It sounds like you have an issue you need to work out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, get rid of Nicole Kidman. I'm not Kidman you when
it hurts to say it, doesn't
it's
it?
It's worse the third time around. whoever plays Nicole Kidman, I would have them be more.
Wait, whoever plays Nicole. Oh, her character, Satine. I thought you meant like.
Sorry.
Like the actress that plays Nicole Kidman in real life.
She's in a skin suit. There's somebody else working her. So we'd see who's, you know, who's really running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we'd have that person be, I just, her character bothers me, and I just can't tell if it's because of Nicole. I don't think she's likable enough.
Yeah, that's a good point. I will say, like, Ewan McGregor, he falls hard for her, like, real fast. And she kind of does nothing to deserve that other than be pretty.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I agree, yeah.
Yeah, and so then after that, like, she kind of realizes, oh, maybe I like this guy too, but she doesn't necessarily treat him well. She still kind of does her little diamond dog stuff with the Duke. She's very secretive about that whole thing. And I know it was like she would lose her job and all this stuff, but I just feel like he was a victim of her cover up or her lies. And even though he lied about stuff too, it was kind of because, I don't know, he might have felt forced to do that.
Well, and I think like his personality wouldn't go for her, like in real life. I think like he's this like really nice, sensitive writer, mm-hmm. and she's like all over the place. She's dramatic, like, and I know she's trying like get to the point where she's like this great actress, but I don't think that she's really even someone like that, you know, not their type.
Yeah, like if she hadn't have died, would they have lasted? Probably not.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they even like each other.
Maybe the thrill of the
danger. Yeah. I mean, what if that was all it was?
Could be. At least for her. I don't know. I think it was more innocent for him.
Well, and now he just has to live with this depressing fact that he, you know, lost the love of his life.
I will say I like that the movie, it kind of starts this way and it hints at it throughout the whole thing. But then the last part of the movie is him saying, you know, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. And that's kind of the theme of the movie. And I love that they use that lyric to kind of sum up everything that happened. So even though it is depressing, it's kind of like those, one of those things where it's like better to like have love and lost than never loved at all type of deal.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Inspirational quote poster. but I don't know. I like that. I like that message. It's so simple. A lot of movies are very scatterbrained in their intention. And this one, just with that summing up at the very end, you can see it kind of puts a nice little bow on the movie. Like, this is what we're telling you. I'm
sound tying, effect for tying a bow.
Yeah, I'm tying a bow right now. You can't see it, but oh, I thought you were going to keep doing the sound effects.
Oh.
Weirdest bow sound effect.
You took a long time to tie it, so I was trying to.
Well, it's a long string. You know?
Yes. I guess so.
As they say, it's a long string.
They do say that. No strings attached.
Mm-hmm. That was Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be Mila. Sorry.
It's gonna be Moulin Rouge.
Okay. Back on topic. Great segue, Elise. The Roxanne Tango song.
Roxanne.
I love this song. I love this version of this song. And this is one of those songs where I think I might like it more than the original Police version.
Police? Where?
Oh my gosh. When I hear the Police on the radio and not the Police radio. Come on. I'm going to say Sting. When I hear Sting start singing this, I really like that version, but then I almost want to hit pause on the Sting version.
And say, remix!
Yeah, and then listen to El Tango de Roxanne and hear that
Is it
version.
Just because you like the low voice?
It is the growly, but no, I think I just like that, like the violin part, the very like, bum, 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 dum, dum. Or whatever. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's groovy.
I mean, you're allowed to have that opinion.
Do you not like this song?
No, I like it. I don't know if I'd say I like it better than the original. You know, I mean, well, that's a bold thing to say.
It is. Maybe I don't like it more than the original.
That's
but
fine if you do.
No,
that's
I fine. Don't. I don't think I do. I think the point I'm trying to say is that when I hear the original, it makes me want to go listen to this version of it.
Okay.
Which the other songs don't do so much in this movie. Like, when I hear the Elton John, I Hope You Don't Mind, I don't go, I want to go listen to the Moulin Rouge version now. Because it's a good version of that song, but it doesn't put me in the mood like Roxanne does. I don't know.
I mean, that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I surveyed 100 people just now, and I asked them, and they said...
And they said it's all right.
Let it slide.
Okay, thanks, guys.
This has been Random Polls that I haven't taken.
Random Polls. I just pictured, like, a bunch of street polls.
No, street we haven't polls? Watched...
Rent?
No, what's that movie called with Singing in the Rain?
Yeah,
doesn't have poles.
Yeah, he swings around a pole. Have you seen Singing in the Rain?
No.
Yeah, me either. I think that would be the first one that we watched. We both haven't seen it.
I'm surprised because seems like you would have seen that one.
Why?
Oh, you just seem like a Singing in the Rain kind of person.
Well, I will say when I was a kid, when it was raining, I would love to go out and just like twirl around and be like, sing in the rain.
You know, me too. But yet, here we are, having never seen the movie.
Mm.
Like, I would sing that song all the time.
Yeah, that's weird.
How did I know that?
That's the only song I can think of for that musical, too. But I might be pleasantly surprised, and there might be other ones that I recognize. I just didn't know that
it is a musical, right? There's more than just that song, right?
I think so, yeah.
We don't know. We need to do some research.
The show must go on. We're talking about this podcast. Yeah, we need to keep moving. Actually, you know what? The show must go on. But let's stop it. Let's.
Wow.
I really like The Show Must Go On, but it's I think we've covered quite a bit. I'm curious to hear like what would you rate this movie? What's your overall feeling?
I mean, you know, it's got good things.
Ooh.
That's it. That's my review.
It's got good things.
I'll be posting a blog about this later. Please like and subscribe. Mm-hmm. No, it's got some good parts. Like I said, there's a lot that I would change, adjust. It's just because I like the idea so much of making a musical out of random songs.
Mm-hmm.
That I just wish it had been done differently. There's Fedora's back.
Sorry.
No, you're not sorry because you keep doing it.
I'm just having I'm having a hat attack. That's my Boston accent. I'm having a hat attack.
I like it. I like it. I think that we probably disagree on this, but I think it just has trouble deciding what kind of movie it is and what kind of audience it's trying to appeal to. Just kind of a little bit.
It's a little
all
schizo.
Over the place. Yeah.
I guess so. I don't necessarily disagree.
Schizo. I guess so.
Oh, all right. Leaving that in.
No.
I think it does. It is very scatterbrained in the. Oh, that's the first time we played the game the other way around.
Yeah, it's reverse.
You do something weird that I laugh at. Okay. Anyways, I think
now
that
I know.
It's a fun game, right?
Yeah, it's more fun when it's reversed, I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's cohesive, but I think what you're referring to as the schizophrenic nature of it, I think is very intentional because we're from the point of view of Ewan McGregor, and he's kind of tossed into this world of Paris, and it's a very like a whirlwind, and I think we're made to feel that. And then when he falls in love, that's when it kind of slows down and becomes more serious, because now he's not just kind of lost in the city, he's kind of got a purpose that he's striving for. So I get what you're saying, but I also think that was maybe intentional.
Well, it's not that I think that, you know, they hit export on Final Cut, and then they said, whoops, hold on a second. Didn't mean to put any of that in there. So, yeah, it's not that I think it was accidental, but I think that there are just certain things that if they had been tweaked a bit, I think it would have been more enjoyable for the viewer, and the viewer being me.
Yeah. Well, and it was nominated for Best Picture that year. It didn't win, but I think most people would probably agree with you, because even though the critics enjoyed it and it was nominated that year, if you look on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like a 66% or something. So it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. So it's. I don't know if it just hasn't stood the test of time. But
well, I'll tell you this. Time magazine said, you've never seen anything like it.
Oh.
Also, Jan Wall of NBC TV in San Francisco said, one of the most incredible movies I've ever seen. Thanks, Jan.
Thanks, Jan. Appreciate it, Jan. We should get Jan on the show sometime.
Jan Wall, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on. I mean, you've missed the episode that... you commented on, but that's okay. We'll work you in somewhere.
Maybe she's reviewed other musicals.
Sure.
If you can call this reviewing musicals. Is that what we're doing? If
I would say viewing and reviewing.
Viewing and reviewing. That's fun to say.
And then I would say also that we like to spoil the little babies.
I missed my chance to say this, but I really want to, because we said viewing and reviewing, and this week we watched Ewan, and I just want to say viewing and reviewing Ewan. That just feels so good to say out loud.
Wait, me and who?
Yeah. Viewing and reviewing Ewan. Say it, it's fun.
I win what?
You win.
Yay, $1. Dollar made me holler, honey boo boo child.
Oh, goodness gracious, who are you?
Oh, no.
At least just transformed into somebody else.
Mom said I should stop eating chicken nuggets, but I can't.
Just what do you give it? What do you rate this?
Oh, I forgot we were doing that. I'm going to rate it a 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's the lowest rating we've had so far for one of these, which is weird because this one was nominated. Like, I don't, Little Shop of Horrors wasn't nominated for
Little
Best Picture.
Little Shop of Horrors.
But the songs are more fun than Mulaners, yeah.
They really are, though.
Okay, that's fair. So you give it...
Thank you.
You give it a 50%. I would probably give it... I really like it. And I like the direction of it.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it an 8. Let's go with an 8.
Okay.
8 is
what
great.
What did you eat?
I ate, you win.
What do I win?
Eight. Just eight. Just eight. Number eight.
Eight of what?
Eight copies of Moulin Rouge on DVD and Blu-ray. Digital download available.
Well, wait, are they supporting us now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of support, this is a good way to end it. Guys, we would love for you to rate and review our podcast. It really means a lot to us, not just to hear the feedback, but it's cool to have little stars for our podcast. Five stars.
Yeah, we have one really great review right now, but we're going to need more than that.
You wrote that, didn't you?
Don't tell them who wrote it. They'll look at it and think, wow, that person seems smart.
So next week, guys, we are talking about the musical Into the Woods.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, no, already gave it away.
I tried to add drama to this podcast.
No, we got to decide, is this a comedy or is it a drama?
It's a dramedy.
Okay. Anyways, we're talking about Into the Woods.
Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods?
I don't know what that is.
Taylor Swift.
Okay. We're talking about Into the Woods next week. Well, anyways, the reason I brought that up, guys, is because we want you to tweet out alternate titles to Into the Woods. What would you call Into the Woods if it was up to you? And it is. It's up to you, guys. So hit us up
Lucky
on Twitter.
You, man.
Hit us up on Twitter, hashtag We Really Like Musicals Pod. Also, I'm sure we'll be posting something about Into the Woods on Instagram. So follow us on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals, and you can submit alternate movie titles that way, as well as we're on Facebook. So if you want to find us on there, all good ways to tap into our little brains. Tell us what you're thinking about Into the Woods.
Or big brains.
Well,
you can also stop it just to say hi if you want to.
Yeah, just say hi. Be like, hey, guys, I got an idea for a musical you should talk about. And we'd be like, you sound funny. All right. Well, I think we're done with this episode. We talked about Moulin Rouge to a decent extent.
Ad nauseum.
Yes. I gave it an 8. Elise gave it a 5. And I'm going to give it a...
You're gonna rate it twice? That's not fair.
I was trying to think of a good pun to end, and I paused too long, and it just sounded like I was dumb.
I thought you were gonna rhyme with the word five.
I could. Give me a beat, and I'll rhyme with it.
And take two.
Okay. Elise gave it a 5. I gave it an 8.
A good beat.
All right. Well, this has been We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and that's Elise over there, and see you guys later.
You win.
Musicals. Jazz.